Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
So we have the by-election in the city of Toronto for mayor, and we have another election coming up in the United States of America. The Donald Trump election, as somebody called it the other day. I happened to be watching a news channel, and they called it the Donald Trump election. And one of the people who was on that panel said, are you saying that this is about Donald Trump? And the person said, yeah, absolutely. It's not about anybody else. You wouldn't be here if it weren't for Donald Trump. So it's the Donald Trump election campaign, is it? It is, is it? So you can answer your question before you ask it in this case. So, of course, Mr. Trump has his troubles. Are they now sufficient in number and scope that the former president of the United States must resign the arguably most powerful office in the world before he can run for it again? My good friend John Zogby is with us, johnzogbystrategies.com. He's one of the United States' leading pollsters nationally, internationally as well. His book, well, he has many, but the book that I enjoy is We Are Many, We Are One. And John joins us on The Roy Green Show. How are you, John?
Hey, good, Roy. How have you been?
I'm fine. I'm trying to get through with Canadian elections, by-elections, American elections, not by-elections, but American elections. Looks like everybody has a pencil in their hand these days. So here we are. And before I ask you anything specific, the generic question, who's the favorite?
Oh, right now, I think it's a tie. Actually, depending on the poll, some have Trump ahead by a couple of points, or DeSantis on the Republican side over Biden. Others have Biden in the lead by one or two. It's it is too close to call.
So is this good news for Mr. Trump, or is this bad news for the former president?
It is bad news for Mr. Trump, simply because one would expect if the incumbent is as unpopular as he says the incumbent is, then, and if he is indeed the unquestioned front runner for the Republican nomination, again, as he says, then he should be polling over 50% and beating a, quote, unpopular, unquote, president. But that's in his mind. And so it is bad news. Even with a tie, remember, we have still very high inflation. We still have a president who, while his polling numbers have been edging up a little bit, you know, at about 46% approval, the current president is still very much in the game.
So regardless of how challenging the environment may become politically for Mr. Trump, he's still in the game.
He's still in the game. Yeah, he clearly, you know, there is opposition to Mr. Trump within his own party. There are among independents as well. And so it's going to be very difficult for him to grow support. I mean, the bottom would have to completely fall under Joe Biden or whoever the Democratic nominee will be. I suppose, you know, it will be Joe Biden. But yeah, Donald Trump, everybody knows who he is. I mean, so everybody's formed an opinion on him. It's not a favorable balance in terms of their opinion on him. But he has to grow from where he is, and his opportunities to grow, are not substantial.
John, are these numbers that are not favorable toward Mr. Trump, are they sufficient in number and scope that he must resign the arguably most powerful office, public office in the world?
Well, he doesn't hold public office.
You know what I mean, though. You know what I mean.
No.
So he has to resign it.
Well, you know, this last time around, there were about 15 or 16 Republicans splitting the vote against him, and you know, in the early runs, he got just enough, a little bit more than just enough, to knock out some folks, and then he built momentum, and the Republicans rallied around him. Now there are only a few candidates. I want to talk about Ron DeSantis in a few minutes, if we get a second. Trump has enough right now, maybe to be, yes, indeed, to be considered the front runner, but he doesn't have a majority of Republicans. And there is real opposition to him, not only among moderate Republicans, but conservative Republicans. He also, at this point in time, seems to be on a very personal level falling apart at the seams, maybe crossing a line where it's time to start questioning, you know, his public behavior. A few examples. He's on the verge of being indicted in New York. Last night he went on social media, his own social media, with a baseball bat, threatening the prosecutor and pledging death and destruction if he's charged with any crime. All this within 24 hours of the prosecutor receiving an envelope with white powder in it and a note saying, "I will kill you." Now, that's not from Trump, but it's just what it is a confluence of events that, you know, are making a lot of people scratch their heads.
I can only imagine this must have shaken you, startled you for a former president to be making a statement like that.
It is. And, you know, you want to say, well, you become sort of inured to this sort of thing. But this is way over the top. I mean, so much so that his own wife says, "I don't want to have anything to do with any of this anymore. I'm going to protect my son." And his daughter, Ivanka, and her husband are as far away from all of this by design as they can get. So his world seems to be falling apart. You know, he's got a solid base, but it's not as rock solid as it had been.
So when you look at the candidates that are running for the presidency, John, who do you favor at this point? Who would you, as a pollster, say the situation as it exists today on the 25th of March, 2023 favors? Who does it favor?
I would have to say Joe Biden. Now, even though 62% of voters don't want Joe Biden to run again, and that includes the majority of Democrats, but the fact of the matter is, when offered with a choice, voters seem to be more favorable to Biden or more unfavorable to Trump. Ron DeSantis is competitive going against Joe Biden, but again, you know, given the problems that the United States finds itself in, it's really amazing that you know, the opposition isn't well ahead of the incumbent. So Joe Biden is kind of holding his own right now, and holding his own even better given what's happening in the opposition party.
So now we have Joe Biden, mm-hmm. we have Donald Trump, mm-hmm. we have Ron DeSantis. Mm-hmm. We have others, somewhat well known, some not so well known. Certainly, they all are going to have a profile very quickly. Mm-hmm. Run for president of the United States, you can't help but get a profile. And of the whole crew, of all of them, who has the personality, and or how important is the personality aspect of the candidate, John? Okay. How significant is the personality aspect?
Oh, no, the personality is very important. You have to like the candidate as a person. You have to be able to bond with them somehow. You know, up until Trump, who in so many ways broke all of the rules, generally the smiling, more affable candidate wins the presidency. I mean, arguably, he was more affable and more funny than Hillary Clinton in 2016. But in this case, I mean, the edge clearly goes to Joe Biden. Joe Biden is always able to turn on that everyman personality, that Irish pal slapping your shoulder at the bar, Uncle Joe. And then, of course, like so many other successful presidential candidates, he has a humanizing story about his father, and then, of course, about his son who passed away. And that, of course, is beyond tragedy. What it is a bonding story.
So at this moment, on the 25th of March, 2023, you would say the front runner, emotionally, would be Biden.
I do, yes.
And then does Trump have enough gas in the tank to potentially overcome any lead that Biden has?
Well, he's going to have to, like he did in 2016, rally the Republican base and then win among independents. He was able to do that in 2016, you know, by virtue of the fact that he ran against someone who was least trusted to tell the truth than he was, and less affable. In 2020, the gas tank was, you know, on a quarter full, you know, for Donald Trump, and he ran against someone who was, you know, kind of the antithesis of Donald Trump. So this time around, he's got a lot more baggage. You know, I'm being very cautious here. It looks like he will be indicted in New York, in Georgia for, you know, election tampering, in Washington for, you know, possessing and meaning no good by having classified documents, and then having to have his home raided because by the FBI because he refused to turn over those classified documents. So it looks like he's in a heap big amount of trouble, and that, you know, that can't help. At the very least, what it does is it takes the off message.
Well, it's fascinating, and I'm not just saying that. I'm not playing word games here. It is fascinating to see this develop, to see Donald Trump. Yeah. Some would argue he's the incumbent. I know he's not. But some would argue that he's the incumbent, and therefore he has the strength on his side. He isn't, and he doesn't, but some would say that. It is going to be fascinating to see how this develops over the next how many months? This is almost just over a year, isn't it?
Oh, just under a year when the primaries begin. So they'll begin the first week of February, and then we're looking at just a year and a half until the general election. You know, we never rule Donald Trump out. Let me be clear on that. But he's got some disadvantages this time around that he didn't have the two previous times.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.